Hi, this is Amanda DeCadene, and I'm here to let you know that if you want to stay connected to me and the conversations I'm having, and most importantly, if you want to support this podcast, the best way for you to do it is to sign up for my Substack. That is where I share the more personal lessons I'm learning, extra wisdom from my guests, plus the tools I'm gathering from the various teachers in my life. The way you get access to all of this is by heading over to www.amandadecadene.substack.com and just sign up. Put your email in. It's totally free. So head over to www.amandadecadene.substack.com. Hello and welcome back to The Conversation with me, Amanda DeCadene. We all have busy lives, and I know that time is the most valuable commodity that we have. So listening to a full podcast for some of us is a luxury, and that's why I'm excited to share another episode of The Chat with you. The Chat is an offshoot of The Conversation where we'll get to know our guests by asking a handful of questions that just get straight to it. Today on The Chat, I have Donna Lancaster. Donna is a renowned coach and speaker who specializes in personal transformation. She is a beacon of wisdom, and I'm so excited for you to meet her. It is so good to see you on my screen as opposed to our epic voice notes that we've been leaving each other. Welcome to The Conversation.
Thank you, Amanda.
What aspect of your emotional life would you most like to grow in?
Oh, I like it. Diving deep straight away. Juicy. What aspect of my emotional life would I most like to grow in? Do you know what? The simple answer would be to say that there's something around my deepening into vulnerability as part of my deepening into love. I think we're all defended on one level or another, and I've spent many years working on lowering my defenses, feeling safe, creating safety from the inside out. I think I'm at a point now where I'd really like to just go even deeper into vulnerability and which takes me deeper into love.
What is one big way you have changed for the better?
Oh, God, so many. One big way I have changed for the better is I am so less reactive. I used to be just a walking trigger. And I used to just walk around, and it was, you know, everybody was in some way triggering to me, everybody and everything. So I think as I've healed those parts in me that felt, you know, unseen and unloved, etc., I have just got less reactive. And also, if I can add another one, is I have really transmuted my anger from my own traumatic childhood into passion. I think that's massive, is that my anger has really kind of changed shape. And I think anger is necessary, healthy anger, but mine wasn't healthy. And now I'm just really full of passion.
Oh, do I have lots of questions for you on that one. What is the most emotionally painful experience you have overcome?
My childhood. Do you want me to say more, or is that enough?
No, I think that's good. What is your idea of freedom?
Not allowing other people's opinions and views to dictate how I live my life.
What do you fear most?
I have to be honest, and it's a really, really honest question, is intimacy.
How could you be nicer to yourself?
I think I'm pretty nice to myself. I don't, you know, I always say I have a dirty secret, which is, it's not that secret and not that dirty anymore because I talk about it, but which is that I don't dislike myself. So when I make mistakes, I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't I in that moment, in that situation? So yeah, I don't really dislike myself.
What gives you hope?
Gives me hope. People animals, especially, and in terms of people, especially women, they really, you know, I heard about a podcast yesterday called Women Are the Medicine. And I thought, isn't that the truth?
You've probably heard about probiotics and the importance of a healthy gut microbiome. Well, I've got some news for you. Over 15 years of research on the vaginal microbiome have revealed that our gut isn't the only part of our body that thrives on an optimal microbiome. For years, Seed has been my go-to for improving my family's gut health, so I'm excited that Seed has launched VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic. Your period, exercise, diet, sex, this can all mess with your vaginal microbiome, making it sensitive to imbalances and unwanted, uncomfortable issues. And I don't need to tell you that there's nothing worse than feeling like something is off with your vagina. That's why I'm so into Seed's VSO1. It's the first vaginal probiotic suppository designed to nourish your vagina with the essential biome it needs to flourish. I've read the research and I've interviewed the scientist behind VSO1, and I've decided to give my vagina the attention she deserves. If you want to check it out, please go to seed.com/AmandaC and use 25AmandaC for 25% off your first month supply of Seed. What do you lie about?
I am a truth teller like you, Amanda. And so I have to work on not being brutally honest sometimes, because the feedback I receive from people in my life say that, because sometimes I think I'm just being honest, and it's just too direct for people. So I don't think I lie. I mean, we all lie. I think I do tone down my truth telling because I don't want to hurt anybody.
How do you define success?
I guess through freedom. I think living success for me is living a life free from, you know, free as in unshackled, as in safe. And success for me is when you remember the love that you are and living your life as much as you can through that, from that place. That's true success to me.
What story about yourself is no longer serving you?
I think I've still got some threads of history around poverty and a poverty sort of mindset, in the sense of, you know, my ancestors on my father's side were slaves, and so in a kind of misguided loyalty, I think that I've lived my life not allowing myself financial abundance because of that loyalty. And so I think that no longer serves me, and I'm continuing to work on that.
How would you describe your relationship to loss?
My relationship to loss is my relationship to love. And I don't agree with what I think was originally the Queen was credited with saying, grief is the price you pay for love. And I absolutely do not agree with that, because I believe that grief is love. I believe that how we honor the losses in our life is through a love called grief.
What question are you afraid to ask yourself?
These are good questions. I mean, I'm such a sort of deep diver that I probably am afraid to ask myself are the ones that I don't know need asking, you know, the ones that are lurking in my shadow and in my blind spots. But I think I'm a courageous person, and I ask myself really difficult questions.
When people ask you what you do, how do you describe that?
It depends on the context, like who's asking and where I am. If I meet somebody that I've never met before and it's kind of something like that, something social, I might keep it really simple and say I'm an intuitive coach or a group facilitator. But if I'm somewhere else where I feel more comfortable, I'd say my role is multifaceted, but I am a writer, I am a group facilitator, and I am an intuitive coach.
What tells you the most about a person?
Their eyes.
What's the most creative thing you've done?
I think my writing is pretty creative, because I write really without filter and it comes very quickly. I think my life's pretty creative. I think that is my, you know, I believe that creativity is how our soul speaks. And I think in that sense, my soul has been speaking for a long time, and I've been listening for quite a while.
Where's your favorite place to nap?
Somewhere in the sun, preferably with my face in the shade of a tree.
What's the best cake you've ever eaten?
I've had more delicious cakes than I've had delicious lovers. I was talking to my daughter about that, a little sidestep about how much good sex we've had versus how much crap sex we've had. She is 38, by the way.
How much
good sex we've had throughout our lives versus the amount of crap sex we've had.
Oh, yeah. God, isn't that true? Yeah.
So in terms of the cake, oh, my goodness, there's just too many. There's, like I say, more delicious cake than... But I think probably the cakes that my children, like my daughter, she makes an amazing Victoria sponge. And because it's made with love, and it's a great cake.
What would your 80-year-old self tell your younger self?
She would say, slow down. You don't have to marry the first person who is nice to you. And it will get better, I promise.
Thank you. That's all my questions.
Wow. Great questions, Amanda.
Thank you so much for listening to that fantastic episode. Please like, subscribe, and all that business. It does really help the podcast. And most importantly, come join me on Substack. Substack is where I'm showing the video of the entire episode that you just listened to. So find me on Substack if you want to dig in a bit deeper to the subjects that we talked about in this episode. See you there.